All right, and we're back for our second hour of the growth and development of jazz. We just heard George Benson's Breezin' from 1976. It was a gold-selling record. Just a few words about George Benson. He was a hard-bop guitarist who came out of the 60s and 70s. He played in a lot of organ trios. He was mainly known as a guitar player, and at some point he made the switch into jazz guitarist slash singer. And right now, many people might have to think long and hard about not saying that he made it into the world of a pop singer. His velvety voice really did wonders for jazz record sales in the 70s, the 80s, and even into to this decade right now, 2004, when I'm making this CD for this series of classes. He's still making records that are considered jazz recordings, but they're appealing to this new adult contemporary format. You know, in addition to smooth, there's this adult contemporary format that encompasses groups as diverse as the Yellow Jackets, Luther Vandross, and people like George Benson. We're going to move on now to the third established band from this era that I'm focusing on today, Weather Report. We heard some of their music last week because when they started out, they were a group that did a lot of free improvising. Maybe the music wasn't completely free, but we could tell that there was not a lot of structure to what they were playing. Fast forward a couple of years, the two main players are still there, Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter, but now they have a young bass player by the name of Jaco Pastorius. There's a drummer named Peter Erskine. And they're playing music that has a rhythmic underpinning that's very solid with regard to the types of grooves that these guys are playing. It's danceable, it's snap-your-fingerable, great driving music. We're going to listen to probably their biggest hit from 1976, a tune called Birdland. Another tune that if you were in a rock band or a top 40 band in the 70s, you had to learn this tune. We could tell how popular it was because this tune got covered by a whole host of people, from the Manhattan Transfer to the New York Voices to the Maynard Ferguson Big Band. The next tune after that I play, again, I'm always showing my personal taste, is a tune called Teen Town, which was written by the bassist Jaco Pastorius. And this was one of the first kind of electric bass anthems for guys who wanted to get out of the rock and roll style of bass playing that most electric bass players played back in the 70s. This kind of started to free up the electric bass, thinking that the bass player on a jazz record could have a melody and have it be this technically demanding. The last tune we're going to hear is Havana, and this is a tune that starts to straddle a lot of different worlds. The harmonic structure of this tune is pretty complicated. The chords that the guys are playing are very rich. And again, we get to hear a couple of people improvising in kind of a format that we haven't heard in a while. The guys play the melody, then they're going to improvise on the chord changes to the melody, and then they play the melody again. So this is Weather Report, then we're going to take our first break. Thank you.
The top of 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 the top of